WMFO in Medford. Listening to Rising with Skybar. We have Charles of Gymnasium fame on in about, I'm going to play some stuff, but about 15 minutes or so, I would say. But I'm going to play a lot of new music tonight, in addition to talking about his great new release on with Gymnasium. But right now, this is a guy named Dion, let me get his name right. Dion Lunadin. Anyway, we'll be back. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar. Here we go.
I'm telling you this girl's crazy, man. I got into something over my head. on Stick a Fork in Him.
I got into something over my head. I think I messed things up again. I got into something I'm gonna regret. Onion Mike's getting ready, she's done set.
Let me tell you what I just played. I just played We Demand Parachutes. The name of that song was Hung Over You. Before that, Brad Marino, Natalie Sweet, brand new stuff, Over My Head. And Dion Lunadin with Living and Dying With You off of Beyond Everything. It's 809 WMFO in Medford. I'm here with Charles Hanson of Gymnasium fame. How you doing, Charles?
I'm good.
So you, a couple of quick questions out of the gate. When did you intend this to be a 22 song release initially, or did you write like three or four songs and say, wow, this is really taking off? Or
it's something where I had a backlog of tunes, and then, you know, the stuff hit the fan.
Yeah,
a couple of years ago, as we all know. And then so of course, you know, the usual, I mean, it has happened with a lot of people, a lot of artists, that, you know, you get stuck in there in your house, and what are you going to do? So of course I just took the opportunity to write a few more songs, and then I just said to myself, you know, I have all these tunes, I think they probably, just listen, you know, listening to the demos, I said they kind of loosely kind of in an odd way could fit together, and I just said, you know what, I'm just going to like put my head down and just record them all.
Yeah,
and
no.
maybe they'll all be on a record, maybe they won't. But then by the time I've got them all mixed, I said, just put them all out. And then a really strange thing happened with the cover, which I guess I could detail if you want.
Yeah.
There was an old defunct publisher of songbooks, whatever, and there was a friend of mine. He said, "You got to use this for your record." And it was like the cover was like Hanson's, you know, pop hits of 1974 or 3 or something like that, whatever.
Yeah.
And anyway, I just like used sort of the idea of that, and it was like 22 all-time hits or whatever it was. And I happen to have 22 songs, which
really?
Is kind of weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then I just was like, okay, I'll go with that general idea. So that's what the cover is kind of based on.
So a lot of this was written.
So then I was like, it's got to be all the songs, you know what I mean? So that was
right, because the numbers matched.
Yeah. So, of course, you know.
So a lot of this was written during the pandemic times?
Actually, I would say about a half a dozen of the songs were written during the pandemic, and the rest of them were tunes that I, over the last 5 years or so, I'd say. I had one song that was an old moldy,
right,
like
well,
20 years ago or something like that.
What we're going to do is I'm going to play a couple songs off of the CD.
Yeah.
We're going to come back, we're going to talk. Charles will maybe tell us a bit about these songs I choose to play. He doesn't know what they are. This is going to be this is cold
yeah.
turkey here. But
right. I can name that song and
yeah.
how many notes can I
yeah,
do?
Yeah, you should know in a couple notes. But I'm going to play a couple songs. We'll be back and we'll talk a little bit more about the band. Because this is a who's who of local talent on this thing. But I'm going to play some music and we'll be back after a couple.
If it was up to me, but it's not, I would wipe away the stains, wash them all until they're not. If you find you have the need to medicate, take a glass of something sweet, it'll mask the taste you hate. Slip into the shade and you'll be comfortable till you find that there is certain danger. If he turned out to be an astronaut, would you keep the capsule clean, antiseptic to a fault, and use your mind?
All right, that was A Special Chair from Gymnasium off of Hanson's Pop and Rock Music 22. The first one we heard was Coast to Coast Companion. You want to tell us a little bit about those two, Charles?
Yeah, sure, why not? Coast to Coast, that tune, I actually had that tune in some form years ago when Rod was in Rod Van Stolle, who sings the Coast to Coast. Great singer. Anyway, I was in the band with him, and I played it for him, and he said, "Yeah, one of the sections sounds like a band I won't mention, but something that I don't like." So I was kind of little. I was hurt, but no, I wasn't hurt. But then I realized he was right, and then I sort of rewrote the section.
Yeah,
I just replaced the section, and then it turned into that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And let's see, I play bass on that song. That's one.
Oh,
thing.
Really?
That's a little known fact. Unless you actually look at the liner notes, then you'd know. But second tune is my lovely wife Melissa singing fantastically, and that tune is another one that I had for a few years ago, and it was a completely done like melody and chords and all the part, the whole arrangement, everything, like, except for the lyrics, which are torturous to write for me, but that was part of my whole process of like sitting in my back porch for like a month and writing like 18 sets of lyrics.
But did you write all the lyrics for this?
I wrote all the lyrics, yeah. For better or worse, I did.
And you get rattle off all the vocalists you get on this.
Let's see if I can remember them. So
aside
I don't include
from yourself.
We talked about this before.
Yeah,
I don't so include
I'm
myself,
not you,
but
yeah,
okay. The great Chris Cody, the great Mark Pinansky. Let's put a great in front of everybody, and we'll just
okay. True.
And
it's
Melissa
true.
Gibbs and Rod Van Stolle, Natalie Flanagan. Let's see who else is on it.
Tony.
Tony Kaczynski, of course. Yeah. And my gosh, I'd have to have the thing in front of me.
There's, I think how many we got?
There's nine. There's nine.
John Pajda.
John Pajda, of course. Yeah.
Of course.
See,
that's
I can't. I have
that's,
no.
That's
I,
probably
I'm
most of them.
Minus a few brain cells here, so. And I know there's a couple, and I have to like look at my.
Yeah.
Sheets,
you need the CD in front.
I need the CD in front of me. God, what? Now I'm going to feel bad now. So. But anyway, special cherry. That was and Jim Haggerty on bass. Did I say that? Fantastic.
No.
Fretless. He broke out the fretless bass and it was a good result on that.
Did you ever cast the characters as the musicians too, or were they pretty? You have the same musicians on most of these tracks.
We have a core. We had a core, which was me, John Sheeran, who's been in many bands, Family Township, and all that, and Jonathan Scrency, who I played with in a band called Ross Fazer, and he played with the Blue Men for a long time in the band. Great drummer, and he also did a lot of he helped an incredible amount on this record, did a lot of the programming and on the drums and everything, and he's one of the people that I gotta like really thank the most, he was instrumental pardon the pun. And who else? And Peter Moore, even though he didn't play much, he mixed the record, so and he also added a lot of ideas on the production end of it. So he has to be mentioned as well. You know what I mean? So, then we had Jim Janota from the Bags and the Upper Crust and all that stuff, and a great friend and amazing rock drummer. He played on four tunes, and so I think that's part of that's kind of the core.
The nucleus, yeah.
Yeah.
And with all the, did you have? The singers, did you have a song in mind for a particular singer?
I thought very hard about who I thought would sing each song.
So you wrote the song, and then you said to yourself, who should be singing this?
I wrote the song without thinking about anything other than having the song sound good.
Right. And then
then I said, who do I know who could sing this song?
Wow.
You know what I mean?
And they were all available.
So, unfortunately, I didn't call you, but I would have done so if I thought that you might have managed
time.
One.
Background vocals, yeah.
Yeah,
and they were all available and willing to do it.
It's pretty amazing.
Wow.
I mean, I didn't get shot down once, which is incredible.
Yeah,
even when I asked some of the big wigs in the guitar world to do it, like Kevin Barry and Duke Levine, and they were all very, very graciously accepted my request.
I am gonna play,
and Dave Fredette too, from the Upper Crust.
I'm going to play two more. You don't know what they are.
I have no idea what they are.
We'll talk a bit. But here is more from fantastic Gymnasium release, Hanson's Pop and Rock Music 22.
They call me White Lightning. Hey. perfect structure. Be all bound, mounted play. That's around before our rocket leaves the ground. They call me commander with great certainty in our ability. Ticker tape daydream. See to cloud all of our judgment as we count down before our rocket. We'll be right back.
That was Tavern at the End of the World. And before that, you heard Before Your Rocket Leaves the Ground. What do we get about those two?
Okay, well, I have to I have to mention the people that I, the singers that I forgot, and before I get in deep doo-doo. Peter Moore, in addition to mixing, he sang a couple of tunes and fantastically, and also did a lot of harmonies and stuff. And the great Mike Gent from The Figs,
Mike Gent,
of course,
right. And the gentleman.
And he just
yep.
He sang wonderfully on that Tavern at the End of the World. And okay, I'm off the hook now. So go ahead. Two songs. Yeah, those Rocket. That's who is that? That's Jenoa on drums again. Mark Pinansky, fantastic singer, and sang on a few tunes, harmonies on a few tunes, and. That's kind of the most, in a way, it's kind of the most complicated song on the record to make. It was a real bear to like put together.
I picked a real beauty.
I was trying to, yeah. I was just trying to make it sound like it, even though it's kind of weird.
I love it.
I wanted it to be catchy and have continuity and stuff like that. So that's always paramount to me, like having it, even if it's a little odd or there's some weird chords in it or it goes into some weird key or something like that, or. Even the words are a little cryptic or whatever. The melody has to be strong and the motion has to be forward. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So to get that to work, I hope I did that. I think I kind of did.
I think you did. That's a great song. Yep.
And the Tavern, of course, that was, you know, that's comes right out of the, as corny as it might sound, it comes right out of the pandemic and the frustration and all that stuff. And the fact that, you know, that the Tavern, you know, I used to play there every Sunday night.
Yeah.
And we'd do the... I'd back up anybody who'd come up on stage and with Natalie Flanagan and others, and we'd have a lot of fun. And then that sort of dried up. You know, once the pandemic started, that was it. You know, I don't know if they'll ever have music again.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know if they have music at the Tavern.
Yeah, I played there once for a wedding, like about a year ago. But they're not doing it. I don't know. It would be great if they would start doing it again.
Yeah.
Hint, hint. But anyway, moving on.
Is there a? I've heard. I forget where I heard it, but. Is there a theme of sorts to this whole?
You know, no,
not really.
I mean, in other words, I just think there's a togetherness with the, even though there's a. If anybody dared to listen to the thing all the way through, there's a melodic continuity to it, and there's a thematic continuity to it, but it's not. From a lyrical standpoint, I mean, I had somebody saying there's a lot of, like, stuff about childhood and stuff like that. But it's not like, maybe that's a connection to some of the songs, but it's not like Tommy, you know
right,
what I mean? Where
right,
it's like, this is about a deaf, dumb, and blind boy, and all these songs are about, you know, go to the mirror and all this stuff, you know. It's not like that. I would love to write something like that. That is a far bigger, higher bar to be able
next,
to be,
next
have
time.
A successful thing that is you have a good concept, and then you can... Keep people's attention for that period of time with basically one topic.
Yeah.
So.
You had a couple of videos for this one so far. Well, is it three? You have three out now. Am I seeing that?
Three.
Of course. Little Disaster.
Oh, yeah.
And Coast to Coast.
Yeah, and John Pajita. I mean, oh my gosh. I mean.
And Isabella Drago. Is it? What's her name? Is that how you pronounce it? Isabella Drago?
Isabella Drago. She's my niece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did she do all the?
Oh, she did videos? The videos. Yeah, she did a great job.
My name on all of them.
Oh yeah. Isabella Drago, and my daughter did some of the still action, the models, little models for the still action.
Family.
What do they call
affair.
That? Stop action. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get them
the
all.
The kids,
I get them
your
all.
Wife, the nieces.
Absolutely. I enlist them all. For a long time, I was reluctant to do that, and I said, you know what, whatever.
Any other videos
good,
planned
so.
For this?
What's that?
Any other videos planned for?
Yes, we're working. We were actually out today at the Roadway Inn in Malden doing some footage, and then we got chased out of the place. But anyway, it's a long story.
But there will be more coming.
Yes, there's one coming in probably late September, late October, late November, and late December.
All right. I am going to play a couple more.
All right.
Here it comes.
Here's Surprise
next,
me.
Yeah, here it is. Here's the next one.
Just begun. Still living on gin and juice. I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
That was Devil in a Blue Dress, Gymnasium. And before that, what little disaster I played before that? I already forget.
Yes, you did.
There you go. All right, so...
And there was another one before that.
Yeah, that's right. We played three.
Karen Black.
Yes.
Yep.
There you go. A little bit about those songs.
Yeah, Karen Black is about an experience that anybody who's within a couple of years of my age would... No, it's just about the old Trilogy of Terror.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. And the thing about it is the three stories, there are three stories that that Karen Black is in, and they're all great. But, of course, the one that gets all the play is the little guy stabbing her. And so I was always fascinated by that. And it's all anybody talked about the next day after in school in the fourth grade or whatever. Anyway, so that's about that, and I needed a feral yet melodic guitar solo, and I got it out of Dave Fredette. I got two out of him, because he's the best at that in this town, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
And Mark Pinanski singing great, you know. And then what's the next one? Little Disaster. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Little Disaster. Pajaita, you know, he's a singular talent in this town as far as I'm concerned. You know, he's the high watermark of the songwriting, and just in my world.
That's what I said. You get a lot of heavy hitters on this thing.
Yeah. So he's and he's also an amazing singer, and he's hilarious and all that other stuff. Yeah. That's another thing. Everybody has to have a sense of humor to be making this record. You know what I mean? So, but and then who else is on that?
Devil in the Blue Dress.
Oh, Devil in the Blue Dress. Well, that's Natalie Flanagan, and she was fantastic. I went to her house to practice the song, and I was like, okay, let me break. I was breaking out the guitar out of the case, and she just started singing along with the. The track that the bed track that I happened to have, and she was playing to the music, the Maya Singer track. And first of all, she was singing without the lyric sheet. She had memorized the whole thing. She's probably the only I would suspect she's the only person who wasn't looking at a lyric sheet.
Yeah.
Lyric sheet. But anyway, so she did that, and she sang it great. And I didn't even break out the guitar. I said, forget it. Sounds great. We went to the studio. We cut it, and she was very beautiful. Rendition.
Yeah.
And that's me singing harmonies.
Oh, that's your vocal part?
Yes. And it's Joe McMahon on bass, fantastic bass player, also very hilarious, and is also a great jazz bass player. And who else? Kevin Barry's on lap steel, really great. The guy can't play a bad note, so that's that. And Ohan Haginian on the synthesizer solo.
So when you get these people all on the road, you'll have to play
Jonathan Scrensi. Sorry, I got to get everybody in there. Yeah, Jonathan Scrensi on the drum programming. It sounds like it's real drums, but it's not.
Yeah,
but really well done. So that's it. Okay, I think that's everybody.
This would be a we discussed this a lot here. This would be a massive project to even get this to play live because there's so many people involved. But
yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, it would.
I would like to do it. I don't know if I could do the entire record, but maybe like half of it or something. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't know. I'm still.
And you probably couldn't do it at the Plow. Might be a bit too small.
Nah, it's not a Plow.
Not a plow thing.
No. It would probably be, at least the Orpheum. I'm just kidding.
I want to touch on the handyman.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Because that's another project you have that does play the Plow often, right?
We do. We're, every third Friday of the month.
And is that just you basically just whip up covers every week?
We try to do as many no repeats as possible. But then some of the songs end up being kind of like favorites and stuff like that, so we do.
And these guys, how much prep time do you give them?
We used to do no rehearsal. Now we do one rehearsal, and as many people show up to that rehearsal as possible, as close to the gig as possible, and then we generally jump into the unknown.
Probably because of the talent of the musicians involved, but you generally pull the thing off, right?
Usually it's pretty good. But of it is like the train wreck is people love when people fail, don't they?
Yeah.
So that's part of the fun.
And you'd be surprised how many people don't notice when you fail. I think when musicians and people on stage fail, a lot of times
there's a couple of moments when people
they'll say, "Hey, you
they
really
notice, believe me." This that was the best part of the show when you guys completely train wrecked on blah blah smoke on the water or whatever.
Like half the times I'm oblivious to that because I'll talk to people. After like a band that I know, and after this, they'll mention that they messed something up, and I was like, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, and then a lot of people are forgiving. Whatever, they're just there. People just want to have a good time, and that's it. You know.
You're also involved with Justine and the Unclean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of
yes, and Justine is
red on red.
She's like tireless and very intelligent person, and smart, and writes nice songs, excellent songs, and she's a great band leader. Let's see what other kind of compliments I can butter her up with. But
she's probably tuned in, so give her what you got.
Hi, Justine. All those things are true.
Mess around. We're gonna have the mess come in at some point.
Yeah,
I gotta get.
Tom I'm gonna do that sometime if she'll let me do it. I definitely will.
I'm sure.
Do it.
There it is. He wants to get on the mess around.
Yeah,
Charles wants in.
Sign me up.
Yeah. Anything else you want to? You're gonna play. I'm gonna play a couple songs that you requested.
Oh yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah. They're my pets. Yeah, at another time, yeah. It's Peter Moore on vocals, John Scrensi on drums, John Sheeran on bass, me on guitar. And I think, and Chris Cody on the harmonies. I haven't really mentioned Chris Cody.
That's right.
It's like,
there's too many players.
He's on like five songs, and he's amazing on all of them. I actually, put that on. That's good. Maybe we'll change the other song. I don't know.
Put, put on Atlantic Sky?
Yeah, put on Atlantic Sky. That, well, no, no, put on Another Time.
Another Time, and then and during Another Time, you'll decide whether you're going to opt out of...
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right, here we go. This is Another Time.
Another.